in Iowa.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee. Thanks so much for listening. And it all begins after what seems like a whole year of campaigning. The Iowa cornflakes come out of the box and actually choose candidates today. The first ritual of American democracy gets underway. What's it like to do Iowa from the ground, street to street, neighborhood to neighborhood? Well, for our politics this morning, Brad Anderson toured all 99 counties with John Edwards back in 2004. He was Iowa State Director for President Barack Obama's reelection campaign in 2012. This year, he's thrown his support behind Hillary Clinton. Brad says it's the one-on-one, straight-ahead retail politics that makes Iowa so unique that Iowans consider it an enormous privilege every 4 years.
It's something that you don't really see in other states. And when you have a question for a presidential candidate here in Iowa, you either wait for that person to come to your town that you can ask the person directly, or you can ask the staff, which is typically campaigns have staff that are on the ground throughout the state, or you might even run into a candidate at the state fair on the way to get a pork chop. So there's a lot of one-on-one personal interaction, and that's what really makes Iowa unique.
Describe how in individual communities, my sister-in-law, for instance, in Dubuque, is essentially the Democratic Party boss in Dubuque, every 4 years. It's possible for someone who, is more or less, elementary school teacher by day to become a real political future maker in Iowa, where that's not the case elsewhere.
Yeah, I think there are activists that certainly have day jobs, and they take their role in caucus organizing very seriously. And for example, on the Democratic side, we have 1,681 precincts across the state. And if you're a campaign, if you're Bernie Sanders' campaign, or if you're the Hillary Clinton campaign, you want to make sure that you find a precinct captain in each of those precincts. The role these precinct captains play is one that they gather volunteers and they figure out the caucus math on caucus day, and they're there to fight for their candidate. And then you are talking about school teachers and social workers and, speech therapists and all kinds of fields that are not political operatives, but certainly they almost become political operatives on caucus night. And it's a fascinating process to watch. Just on the way here to talk with you, I was driving and I ran into Bill Clinton in his motorcade that was at a coffee shop, and I had to kind of swerve over to the right. And it's something that's unique and one of those only in Iowa moments.
What is a 99-county strategy?
Well, a 99-county strategy, of course, is when a candidate goes to visit all 99 counties. And the strategic reason behind it is because on the Democratic side, the way the math works, running up the score in an urban area, you're still only awarded a certain number of delegates. So in a Des Moines precinct, for example, that has 11 delegates, whether you get 300 people there supporting you, 500, it doesn't matter. You're still only awarded 11 delegates. But if you go to a place like Clinton, it's considered kind of more efficient because there are fewer people there to organize and the delegate math works to your advantage if you can get your people there. And so the supporter to delegate ratio is smaller in some of these rural places throughout the state. And it's designed that way to kind of force campaigns and organizations to go outside of Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Davenport to get their votes. And so when you have a 99-county operation, you've got one that is statewide and that understands the delegate math really well. And, on this campaign, I can tell you Clinton was on the ground in April with 30 staff. And by August, she identified a supporter in every single one of the 1,681 precincts. And this happened in August. And I was so stunned. I had not endorsed anyone at that time. I actually called the Clinton campaign. I said, how did you do that? Because some of these precincts have four or five Democrats total. And they said they had campaign staff waiting in gravel driveways for people to get home from work just to make sure that they could make this announcement. And the announcement is symbolic, but it is also important. And what it proved is they took the 99-county strategy very seriously, and they understood the delegate math. And I think it's something that the Sanders campaign is kind of trying to play catch-up on.
Would you say that social media and digital tools obviate the need for having to travel to all 99 counties, or do you still have to go, you know, meet the face-to-face important people in every precinct?
The important role that social media has played is really for events. And I go back to Bernie Sanders earlier this year in Davenport. He had 2,500 people show up at a Sanders event. This is early in 2015. How did he do it? He did it with a Facebook invitation. I mean, he only had two staff on the ground, and he had people turn out, and it was because of a Facebook invitation. So I think getting people to turn out for events, social media plays a role. But when it comes to getting people to turn out on caucus night, that means asking someone to put on a jacket, turn on their car, heat it up, drive to a caucus location, and caucus for a candidate for 2 hours. That requires a personal commitment. And the most effective way to get that commitment is a one-on-one interaction with someone on the ground. Because when an Iowan tells you, okay, I'll be there for you on caucus night, they mean it. And to get a verbal commitment, or in a lot of cases, a written commitment, a lot of the campaigns have commit to caucus cards where you're literally signing your name on the dotted line. That kind of commitment matters to the people of Iowa. And so that's where you can't replace that with social media. You really can't. And I know some campaigns have tried, but it's something that social media plays a role, just not the important role, I think, that some think it plays.
You know the state pretty well, I would say, by now, right?
I would. I've been to all 99 counties, yes.
What is your favorite place to go to that, you know, doesn't require me giving you the sort of flashcard treatment here?
The hidden gem is Archie's in Lamar's. It's an unbelievable steakhouse. Everyone, of course, all the fancy reporters, all you guys, you know, you always want to go to 801 Grand in Des Moines, and that's a fancy steakhouse that on any given day you'll see Tom Brokaw or Mark Halperin or whoever. But Archie's in Lamar's, if you're ever in Iowa, in Plymouth County, go to Archie's. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Brad Anderson, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Brad Anderson is a Hillary Clinton supporter in Iowa. He was Iowa State Director for President Obama's reelection campaign in 2012.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.